And that was shocked in the field, just, it was not on the rack.
Were there any other kinds of stacks of hay?
The butt ends might call it.
Were ever made in the field?
I don't think so. Now they cut oats.
And then a few days.
Well, would you tell me about that?
Well, they cut the oats with a big old 3 foot hold it thing. We got one out yonder in the barn.
And what was it called?
A big old oak cradle.
Uh-huh.
It had an old blade this long and little fingers about that close together, and it took a man to cut that. You know, the oats would be up like this, and they'd sling it like that, and they'd cut 4 or 5 feet, you know, with just one.
Mm-hmm.
And take it out and throw it down. Somebody come along behind to tie it in the home.
All right.
And that was shocked in the field. Just, it was not on a rack. It was just shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Put down the butt ends, you might call
well,
it.
Well, now
and
that is
come up like that.
The
and it was not on a rack or anything.
Uh-huh.
And then
the
a few days that was holding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now did that go into the hayloft?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It went in with it.
So then in the hayloft, you'd have hay and oats?
That was where all the feed was through the winter, the fodder and the hay and the oats.
Uh-huh.
What about
What do you call the building that a person lives in? It's his, what?
His home, all right.
Okay, fine. What about a building
that
grain?
Might be what I'm talking about.
Well, now that is what we called the crib rack. We put our corn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was in the bottom in the loft up there. We called it was where the hay and stuff.
Are you familiar with the term granary?
Well, it was just a great big fancy place in the cow.
What about a place for
and the
storing hay that has four poles and a sliding roof? Are you familiar with anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they could be milled next morning.
Did the building have a roof? And what
did you ever put anything in the field that you called a hay cock or a hay rick or something like that?
Well, now that might be what I'm talking about. That they. You called it a hay rick.
Stalls.
Oh, we called it a rack. I guess that's what it is. Where they put the hay up on it to cure it, you know, before the bale.
I guess that's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it was all more or less built again.
Would you tell me what that looked like?
Not all.
Well, it was just a great big fancy in place, and the cows was penned in there at night. And the one that was going to milk, well, they were put in separate stalls, separated from the cows, so they could be milked next morning.
Mm-hmm. Did the building have a roof on it?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you call that building?
The cow barn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about a place where horses live?
Well, they were stalls, the horse stall we called. We called it the horse stall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they were fed. They had a
pen
put the corn in to eat. Of course, their hay was thrown down there.
Well,
on the ground.
Was that a separate building or was that in the
Well, it was all more or less built together.
Mm-hmm.
It was not off in different places. It was at my home, it was all built, you know, close together, kind of joined in.
What about the place where the cows
hog pens?
Now
they have hog houses, but we didn't.
Being
we had hog, yeah,
in the same
place.